talk about the importance of quick starts. Couldn't ask for a quicker start. In fact, it was the quickest start in Manitoba Moose history. What did you see from that opening faceoff?
Well, good pressure on the puck and great pass by Harkins. Quick release by Logan. You want to win that first faceoff. We didn't, but we reacted well, and that was a quick strike. I liked it.
Importance of this game, obviously, this is a team you're chasing in the standings. You want to be able to impose your will on a team. I thought you did that in the first period. Obviously, you were going to say you liked your first period for the most part, maybe, but what was it specifically about the first that you liked?
Against that team, it's getting the puck out and winning one-on-one battles, and that's what we did in the first period. We were managing the puck better because we had the puck, and we were breaking out with some support. And not forcing anything. And then we started to force a few things in the second period. And we didn't get the puck out. So it's a combination of different things. But I'd say our puck battle, our 50-50 battles were really good in the first period. Not as good in the second.
So you had a 9-3 edge in shots in that first. And like you just said, I think it was 16-9 after for the second period for them. There was a lot of chipping, I thought, from you guys. You didn't really possess the puck that much in the second period, which obviously meant you were chasing the game a little bit. Is that what you saw from your perspective?
Well, yes. And you look at the lineup, a few guys from the East Coast being called up, and that's a team. San Antonio is that type of team that the way they play, it's going to look that way, and just a function of how they play. Really good forecheck. Their D are really aggressive. So there's a lot of chip outs and flippers and all those passes because there's no room. And we took advantage of that. The first, second goal we scored was because of a quick transition. The third goal we scored was a quick transition. The open net is the other one, but scored two goals because of that transition. So it's a real good forecheck. But when you find a way to get it out and create some races in neutral zone, you can create something offensively. But 90% of the game, it's going to look it's not going to be pretty. Or chip outs and, you know, like those plays that it doesn't look good, but it can be very effective.
I mean, at the end of the day, first of all, there's two teams playing. You know, San Antonio is a good team. They're a hot team right now coming into tonight's game. They want to obviously win this game.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, even if it wasn't the most ideal period, you still end up even in terms of the goals. So, I mean, like you said, is there something you can point to and say, look, guys, like, continue on? And then obviously into the third, they were
We made some adjustments in the third period. But the adjustments, X's and O's and all those routes are good if you get the puck back. And I think the second period, when I say the battles, the 50-50 races, we didn't get those pucks back. We can give a shot, and we're going to give shots on net, but we need to touch that puck. What's happening after that shot is we pay a lot of attention to that, and they won those races to the loose pucks after an attack. So we need to get better at that. Second chances and third chances, we don't want to give them away. And if the puck goes in the corner, we need to touch it first. And that's why they were able to sustain some ozone time. And we were stuck in the D zone because we didn't touch that puck.
We have to ask about the homestand right now. I mean, your team is 4-0-0-1, 7-2-0-1 in your last 10 games. Just what is the feeling with the coaching staff and the team right now with the way you guys are rolling?
Well, we're confident in the way we play when we play our way, in the sense that there's just a few things we want to do extremely well, and right now we're doing those things extremely well. And a combination of having a good penalty kill and scoring timely goals on the power play and Eric Comrie gives you a chance to win. But there's a process to it, and right now we're respecting most of the time the process, and it gives us a chance to win, and we know it. Now we feel confident about it. The players are confident about what needs to be done, and when we do so, then we're a good team.
Even with the rotating team, and you lose some guys in suspension and illness, and obviously up to the Jets, you have some new guys coming in. But it seems like, you know, we're talking about Eric Comrie and how good he's been for your team, and his numbers are just even getting better and better. I think top 5 in, or top 3 in save percentages. Yeah. Goals against is dropping. He's faced the most shots in the AHL. But in addition to his, the way he's playing, your team's playing well in front of him. I mean, it seems like that they're limiting it, a lot of those second chance opportunities.
Yeah, the function of how we play and having the courage to be there and to play those loose pucks, and there's a price to pay to keep the other team off the scoreboard, and we're willing to pay that price to get in the shooting lane, to fight in front of a net, to touch that puck. You know you're gonna get hit. It's gonna be difficult. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be tough. But for us to have the courage to do those things, we can explain it on the board all day long. But it takes a lot of courage to do it on the ice, and they have the courage to do it. So yes, Eric has been extremely good for us. But you're right when you say the second and third chances. Most nights we're good at that.
And now, just what will it mean for your team now to close this homestand out with a big game tomorrow against San Antonio?
Well, just a good reset here. We have 24 hours before the next game, less than that, but reset, making sure we go back to our fundamentals, and we'll have a good few meetings in the morning, and we'll go from there. But we focus on what we need to do. We'll adjust to what the other team will do, but at the end of the day, it's what we need to do in order to be successful.
Are you a Star Wars guy, Coach?
May the Force be with you.